the inspiration that Dave got when we were beginning the planning of this event was to name it the Difference Maker. When you think of that as a theme, there are so many ways that this event can make a difference. The event can make a difference in your life. You can make a difference. You can be an influence. There's many things can influence you. There's many, many ways that you can take or think about this theme of being a difference maker. And I have been studying for what I wanted to say about making a difference and reading books, and you might have noticed that because I've been giving quotes about people making a difference. Well, I have another one. No matter how you feel, get up, dress up, show up, and never give up. This so much describes our next speaker. Carrie Percy gets up. She dresses up. She never gives up, no matter what is thrown her way. She's gutsy, she's happy, and she's a wonderful leader, and I love to introduce Carrie Percy.
Thank you, Steve. It's so funny. I said, where's my music? Steve, he's like, did I do something wrong? I'm like, I was just picking on you. Anyways, I'm so excited to be here. I have a long story in D10. D10's changed my life, not once, not twice, but many times. And I got involved actually when I was 21 years old. My body was falling apart. I was really sick. I thought I was invincible, that I could work 11-hour days, and I could just go and go and go, and I was never going to get sick. Anybody know anybody like that? Especially when you're young, right? You just think, nothing's going to happen to me until it does. And I remember that day thinking to myself, how could this be happening to me? How could I not get out of bed? Why am I so sick? My kidneys were shutting down. My liver was shutting down. And I remember my doctor saying, well, here's another prescription, and let's do this test, and here's another prescription, and why don't you try this prescription? And with each medication that I took, I had a side effect, and I got sicker. And then my brother called, and he said, I have the solution for you. It's magnets. Did anybody ever hear that and go, what? And I remember thinking to myself, you have lost your marbles. And my dad and I both thought, oh my gosh, something's happened to him. He lived in Reno and we lived in Boston. And I thought, something was weird going on there. And I remember he sent home Dennis Williams' video. And it sat on our TV for 3 months. And he would call and say, did you watch that? Did you watch that? And by the time it got to be month three and he'd call, we'd all scatter and run. And just, oh my gosh, Bradley's calling. We didn't watch the video. But finally, anybody do that? He didn't give up, though. And this is my message for you today. Don't give up on people. Because not only did he not give up, he came home, he brought these products home, he put them on my bed, and it changed my whole entire life. I was able to get up. I was able to walk. I was able to go back to work. He gave me my life back. And that's what we're doing here in D10. We're giving people their life back. And I remember being so excited. I became one of those crazy D10 people who can't shut up. And I remember thinking, everybody has to know about this. And I said to my brother, I'm like, but I don't want to do the business, by the way. I just want to help everybody. And he said, okay. And I started talking to people and doing demos on the train in Boston. And I went to work and I started talking to everybody there. And I remember I even stopped a police officer on the street and said, I got to show you this demonstration with these mag steps. Do you want to be stronger? And he looked at me like I was crazy. But I was so excited because everybody I came across had something they were dealing with. And if they weren't in my age group, they knew somebody who was. Their parents, their mother, their father, their brother, their sister, their grandmother. They knew somebody. And I remember thinking, such a gift. This is such a blessing. I had been praying to make a difference in this world some way, somehow. I just didn't know what that was going to be. And then Nee Ken showed up. And I remember specifically saying again, I don't want to do this as a business. I love my job. And my brother said, okay, well, I'll just accept those Nee Ken checks for you. And I went, what Nee Ken checks? And he said, well, you know, Nee Ken sends you thank you checks. I said, thank you checks. He said, yeah. Every time you help somebody, every time you sell a product, Nee Ken sends you a check saying thank you. Thank you for sharing this with other people. And so my topic today is actually vision. And I want to share with you, you know, it's interesting listening to Valerie say that I get up, I dress up, I look good, I go out, I talk to people. This isn't always true. There are days where I pull the covers over my head and I just don't want to give up today. There are challenges that we have in life, real challenges. Is anybody's life perfect in here? Does anybody ever have struggles? Last year was my year for struggles. And I'll tell you what, there were days I didn't get out of bed. And you know what I did? I called somebody in Nee Ken that had that vision, that had that excitement, so that I could find my way again. We lose our way. This is not perfect. We are not perfect. But with Nee Ken people, this is a family. And they help you find it again. So if you lose your way, connect with somebody who still has that light that can guide you. That's what we do. So when I have that light, I do my best to guide other people. And when my light is not there, then I connect with somebody who has it again. And that's the beautiful thing about Nee Ken, is you can lose your vision for a little bit, but it does come back. Thank you.